Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholeno. The swearing-in ceremony for the new government at the centre will take place at Rajpati Bhavan this evening. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. in the evening. The President will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Modi and the members of Union Council of Ministers. Several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast a running commentary of the ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has been unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party chairperson. Party leader Rajiv Shukla said she has accepted the post. Yesterday, the Extended Congress Working Committee unanimously passed a resolution requesting senior party leader Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha with the hope to build a strong and vigilant opposition. S. Supong Maranjamir has registered as a Member of Parliament Lok Sabha yesterday at New Delhi. According to Congress Party members, the registration was filed by the MP yesterday at Lok Sabha Secretariat in New Delhi. Jamir was accompanied by Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee leaders Kridi Theonyo and G.K. Jimomi. Clean Doyan Mission, initiated for clearing solid waste accumulated at Doyang Dam Reservoir, NEEPCO, began yesterday. The team for the mission are District Disaster Management Authority, Wokha Divisional Forest Department, Fishery Department, Water Resource, NEPCO and EAC, which was constituted by Deputy Commissioner Wokha Ajit Kumar Ranjan earlier. A meeting was held among the stakeholders, village council members and representatives from various villages along with the Deputy Commissioner of Wokha, Ajit Kumar Ranjan and Wokha SP in the evening. Ranjan informed that the mission will continue for next few days as part of a short-term exercise. He said long-term plans are being planned. The DC called the local community to generate more awareness on solid waste and assured to extend full support to take it forward. Ranjan also reminded on the need to recognize the significance of the reservoir as a valuable asset for which it was everyone's responsibility to protect and preserve it. The DC encouraged government agencies and the local community to collectively work together. The United Nations has included Israel and Hamas in its annual List of Shame, part of a report documenting violations against children in armed conflicts. This is the first time both entities have appeared on this list, which already features groups and nations such as Russia, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Somalia, Yemen, and Syria. The inclusion of Israel is particularly notable as it marks the first time a democratic country has been listed. The decision stems from allegations of rights violations against children during armed conflicts. And as part of the ongoing orientation program of police on new criminal laws 2024, a program was conducted for 15th NAP IR Mahila Battalion at Sumo Kedima yesterday. The resource person, Chief Judicial Magistrate cum Secretary Dimapur District Legal Services Authority, Sayalenyo Mezhe, sensitized the participants about the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The new laws replaced the earlier criminal laws including Indian Penal Code IPC 1860, Code of Criminal Procedure CRPC 1973 and Indian Evidence Act 1872. In a separate program organized by DEF Kifire, Chief Judicial Magistrate cum Secretary Kifire, DLSA, Holika Shukalu, spoke as resource person. The workshop was attended by officers from 14th NAP Pungro, Seyuchung and Kifire Police Station. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.